Welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mast, joined along with Patrick Spillman. Pat, how are you doing today?
Trent, I'm doing pretty good. It's kind of weird doing this remotely. As many people know, Trent and I were sent home by Bluffton due to everything that's going on right now with the coronavirus. So Trent and I are currently in different places. I'm currently in Anderson, Indiana, while Trent is back home as well. So it's kind of weird doing this remotely, but I'm glad that we can still do this, still be able to get some content out to our listeners as everything that's crazy going on. At least this is something that's stable for us as well as our listeners.
And it's just weird, I guess, being home and still doing school and doing the Beaver Dam. I mean, it's not very often we get to go and do this in other places other than our studio, and doing schoolwork today at home online via Zoom was a little different. Not something I'm used to, but something we're going to have to get used to as a university, as every university student at Bluffton had to do it. So,
you're not just at Bluffton University. I mean, it is campuses all around the country. I don't know if there are any campuses around the country that are actually still open. Everything is going switched to online. I know a couple of schools here in Indiana have already just ended it for the semester. They're doing everything online for the rest of the year. That's something Bluffton has not done. They're still hoping that we can come back April 13th, but that's still kind of up in the air, and just kind of have to monitor the situation. I know the governor of Ohio has been pretty serious about shutting everything down. Yesterday, he shut down all the restaurants and bars, and today, shutting down all gyms, bowling alleys, recreation facilities, swimming pools, all of that. So really trying to monitor it, really trying to keep people to stay home and not go out into public. And it's just something that, really talking also with my parents, is that something that they've never actually lived with. They said this is something new that everyone's just kind of having to adjust to, and there's not really a plan in place for something like this to happen.
Yeah, and I live in Ohio, so I've been getting all of the updates, and I'm sure many of our listeners also live in and around the Bluffton area, maybe where all the students live, so maybe other states as well. But it's crazy. We're having a lot of shutting down. And I went into Walmart the other day, and it was just, you could barely find things that are usually abundant in the store. So it's just something we're all gonna have to get through and kind of just experience all together for the first time, like, as a people, not just generationally.
Yeah, I went to Walmart actually today just because we really hadn't gone shopping in a while, and we kind of needed some supplies, especially with everything going on and not knowing. I doubt that they're going to close grocery stores, but just have to be on the safe side with everything. And there was no toilet paper, no paper towels. My dad and I had to ask the people in Walmart to go in the back to get us a couple of gallons of milk just so that way we could have milk. It was just bare, and there's a lot of people that are freaking out and just trying to gather up as many supplies just in case they make it mandatory that we must stay home. I know in Italy right now, people are getting fined if they go outside just because they are trying to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And it's just something that it has been said that, you know, college students, it's not as big of a deal, but coming home now, we have to worry. Hopefully none of us have it, as it takes 14 days to show symptoms. And hopefully none of us are bringing it home to our families who might have some type of respiratory problem or are over the age of 50. And that's been the new thing coming out. They were saying that it was just the people that are, you know, 70 and older, but now it's dropped down to 50, saying people 50 and older are at risk of death because of this virus. So it's just something that we've never seen, never heard of before, and it's just an adjustment for everyone. But we're going to make do. As many of you guys have probably heard, sports, the HCAC announced just a couple of days ago that they have suspended all spring sports. So this affects our baseball, softball, and track and field team. At first, they were going to be allowed to practice until Monday, March 16th. President Trump came out and announced that they do not want more than 10 people together. That's when Jane Wood made the executive decision that they were going to send all students home that are currently still on campus. not sure what they're going to do with the international students. I'm sure they'll find some type of housing for them, but really just trying to prevent it. And this is causes our spring sports teams to not be allowed to practice anymore, and they are being sent home to be with their families and to not be on campus. So we don't really have any sports to talk about. So we're just going to talk about more of the effects of what life is like without sports. Trent, how's it affected you? I know I watch sports a little more than you do, so has it really affected you just yet, as it's only been about 5 days without sports?
Yeah, no, it hasn't really hit me yet. I watch sports more time like in the summer, and sometimes when I'm at school, when I have my cable plugged in. But I like to go to games in person and watch, so that's what I do. I watch a lot of baseball in person, so I don't really know what I'm going to fill my summer with if this keeps going and they keep postponing or pushing back or even just canceling, because I know right now the MLB is shut down. So I was going to actually do my internship this summer and try and work with a AAA team, and I don't think I'm going to try and do that anymore just because of how it's been pushed back. You know, we have to get back to campus a little earlier than most people. So it hasn't really hit me yet, but I know it will here soon. And it's just weird to think, like, I follow a lot of like sports on social media, so like what they're putting out on social media is a lot different than what they usually put out, just because they don't have the content for upcoming games or for games that just happened, like NBA, they suspended the NBA, so that's not happening anymore, and all of that. And we don't have our Bluffton students competing anymore, so we won't have that to go off of. I'm really interested to see how it affects the seniors of this year's graduating classes, not just in colleges, but high school as well, because I know a lot of them like worry about what they're going to do later, and they're trying to get recruited during their spring season because that is the sport they want to do.
Yeah, it's just crazy the effect that it's having. I watch sports literally every single day of my life, almost. You know, sometimes obviously can't, but it's killing me not to have March Madness. Right now, we're supposed to be getting ready to start the tournament. The games in Dayton should have been this week, and they should have been a couple days earlier this week, and by the end of this week, we would be in full swing of March Madness. Not to mention we would have MLB games. It would be mostly spring training, but still have MLB games. You still have NBA games, still have NHL. All of that suspended, and it's been killing me. Like, that's the worst part, is I always look forward to March Madness. It's my favorite thing. Always do brackets with all my friends, and not being able to do that, it's just hard. It's also hard just not being on campus. You know, I feel bad for the seniors that are, this is their last little bit of college, and it's kind of getting taken away from them. They can't even be on campus to spend this little last time of freedom that they had before joining the workforce with their friends. So it definitely has a crazy effect. I'm missing sports so much, and I was kind of talking to my parents about that, is that, man, you know, it's nice being home and I love being home, but I don't even have sports to watch when I'm home. So just trying to watch some Netflix, get ahead on homework as much as I can. Trent talked before, getting on Zoom was really weird today. I mean, I'm not used to that. It's not something that I've ever done before, and it's something that we're all just kind of having to learn on the fly as we go. But not having sports is especially hard. But one thing that we still do have is NFL free agency. Trent, have you paid attention really at all to any of the NFL free agency as of late?
No, not really. I haven't really had time to like get on any of my social medias or anything, because I moved a lot of my stuff back home, and I'm trying to redo my room a little bit so it works more as a place where I can learn as well as sleep and do all of the, like, get changed and stuff, like all the stuff that I do in my room, just chilling. And so I've been pretty busy since I've been back home, so I have not.
Well, so NFL free agency, so it does not officially start until Wednesday at 4 p.m., but all free agents that have an agent can start talking with NFL teams as of Monday, March 16th at noon. Some big signings have already happened for the Cleveland Browns. Austin Hooper from the Falcons, who had one of his best years of his career this past year, signed a four-year, $44 million deal with the Browns. $23 million of that $44 million contract is guaranteed. So even if he would get hurt or if the Browns would cut him after one season, he would still get paid $23 million. Another big thing was the Houston Texans traded DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals for David Johnson, and a couple of picks were also added into there, as well as the Indianapolis Colts traded the number 13 pick in this year's draft for DeForest Buckner from the San Francisco 49ers. So just a few things. If you have not seen anything from the NFL, that's kind of been my sports, is just watching the NFL free agency, which is something I watch more for my Indianapolis Colts. Being from Indiana, I love the Colts, so I always pay attention to what they do. But now it's like a sport here, like trying to guess who is going to sign where, just so that way I have some entertainment without this sports all the time. So, Trent, I know you'll probably be happy about the Austin Hooper signing, you Browns fan. Hopefully the Browns can put it together with their new head coach. They're going to have three coaches in 3 years. So that's definitely going to be an adjustment there for the Browns. But obviously, that's really our only sports that we have. Trent, is there really anything else that you really want to talk about here on the Beaver Dam?
Not really that I can think about. I mean, usually we have it filled with sport news for people, so it's a little saddening to think like we don't have sports to talk about. But we will try our best to keep people updated on what's going around in the world of sports, as a lot has been canceled, suspended, pushed back. I know for Ohio, the wrestling state was supposed to be this past weekend, and they postponed that to when students are back in school. So kids who are competing in that state tournament, like I had before, have to wait even longer, and it's making their season even longer because their season does start in like early November. So they've already been competing for a while, and it won't be able to even happen, maybe, or if it does happen, it won't be until April. And then as well as the basketball state, I don't think had happened yet either. So that was still going on. So it's just a lot of weird times, challenging times for everybody. But I'll let you read.
The same thing happened here in Indiana. They canceled all tournaments. Luckily, we already were finished with girls basketball and wrestling. So really the only thing that it affects was boys basketball, who's getting ready to start their regional. So in Indiana, it goes sectional, regional, semi-state, and state. So they were only on to regional. So still three different weekends of basketball still left to be played here in Indiana. And then obviously all the spring sports, which that is one thing that Indiana has not done. They have not canceled the spring sports for high school level. They are just continuing to suspend it and also preparing for maybe a shorter season. So they're not wanting to rule it out yet. They're trying not to kill those seniors' seasons just yet. But if it is going to be as bad as what everyone's projecting, it's going to be extremely hard to have a spring season for these seniors this year. Overall, it's just crazy, and it's just a different time that we're living in. But Trent and I are still going to have the Beaver Dam for you every single week, just because we want to keep you updated on everything. We'll keep you updated next week. We're going to talk about NFL free agency and just everything that has happened, because I know that it's going to continue to be crazy within these next weeks. And then we're also going to try and bring on some spring sports athletes. I'm friends with a couple of baseball players. I know Trent knows Courtney Jasinski pretty well with the softball team. I know Courtney as well. We're going to try and get a couple of these guys on the phone with us, just so that way you guys can hear from them and, you know, what it means for them to have this all getting taken away. You know, Trent and I's sport is in the fall, and that obviously has not been taken away from us. And so we just want to hear from them, you know, what it's like having to go through it. They prepared all year for this season, and for it to just be taken away, it's got to be hard. So we're going to try and get a couple of these guys on here next week, so that way you guys can hear from them just about the impact that it has had on them. But other than that, we thank you guys for tuning in. We're sorry that it's a shorter show and we don't really have much sports for you. But unfortunately, that's just the times that we're living in right now.
Yeah, Pat. And to switch it up a little bit, I'll let you go ahead and close out the show this week.
We thank you for listening. Please come back next week. Hopefully we will have some sports content for you. We thank you for listening. This is the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wick.
Roll Beaver.